To John. John chapter 19 and verse 15 will serve as our text. Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! The Jews, stirred up by their leaders, had been worked into a rage. Jesus of Nazareth had made his claim to be the divine Son of God. And the unbelieving leaders of Israel had taken their ultimatum to Pilate, saying, "We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God." Now, officially, the charge leveled against Jesus of Nazareth was sedition, or insurrection against Rome. But the real charge was blasphemy. They did not believe Jesus' claims to be God were true. And so they cried, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Consider the response of the rebellious men to God. And contrast their response with the heart of God towards men. First, the response of rebellious men to God. Hear the cries of the masses. Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! This response was the fulfillment of the words of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. He said this, speaking of Jesus Christ, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him." It was a national rejection, to be sure. But it was even more pronounced that this was a personal rejection. Yeah, the nation was rejecting Jesus Christ as their Messiah, their Lord, their Savior, and God. But each and every man and woman who cried, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" was rejecting Jesus for themselves. Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! There have been many other religious figures throughout history. We've got Muhammad, Buddha, many, many others. But none of them have been raged against like this. Of which of these was it said, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him," with such fury and rage? You hear people every day using the Lord's name in vain. I hope you're not one of them. But have you ever heard them use the name of some other religious figure as a curse? I haven't. Why would this be so? Could it not be because Satan doesn't have any interest in raging against false gods, but he has plenty of vested interest in raging against the true God, Jesus Christ? And so he inspires men and women to use the name of the Lord in vain and consider it a light thing. It's socially acceptable to do, isn't it? You hear it in the halls of government, in public meetings, in the workplace, in your schools. If somebody were to use the Lord's name in vain in the elementary school lunchroom cafeteria, it wouldn't cause too much of a stir. Not with most people. But if somebody were to preach that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father in the same cafeteria, to use the colloquialism, they would be held to pay. Away with him from our schools. Away with him from our workplaces. Away with him from the halls of government. Away with him from our courtrooms. Away with him even from some of our churches. Thus cries the worldly wise man. Away with him is not enough for them. The Lord of glory must be crucified also. Though Jesus may be taken away, he still retains his identity as the Son of God, through whom all men and women must give account. I know, exclaimed the enlightened thinkers, we shall solve our problems by crucifying him. Have you heard of the God is dead movement? This is something that came up with the Enlightenment. The Enlightenment is when a bunch of very educated, unbelieving men and women were quite unenlightened to proclaim that God is dead. Let us kill God, and God shall be dead. Well, friends, this has been tried. They tried this 2,000 years ago. They killed him. And they only succeeded because God allowed it. And they couldn't keep him dead. It was just for 3 days. Now, if they crucified him and couldn't keep him dead, how then can we expect that we can kill God? And yet men try. It is better to come to God through Jesus Christ and save yourself the trouble. You will never succeed in getting rid of Jesus Christ. And if you think you do in this lifetime, you've got a rude awakening when you get to the judgment seat after this life. Now the scripture says to you, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Will you call for Christ's removal? Or will you call for God's presence in your heart, believing? Bear with me for one final application before we leave this point. It is possible for the Christian believer to say in the heart, away with him. How is this possible, you ask? You rightly say, that the hour you first believed, Christ has sealed you with His Spirit until the day of redemption. However, it is possible to fall into sin, to know that the sin you have fallen into is wrong, and yet continue in that same sin. When you do this, you have joined the mob shouting, "Away with him!" Now let us consider the stark contrast to our text, which is the heart of God towards men. You've heard the cries of these men, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" The human sinner comes to the holy God. How instead shall he respond? Should not sin be separated from holiness? The two, man's sin and God's holiness, cannot coexist. Would the Lord of all, therefore, not rightfully be able to say to each and every one of us, "Away with them! Away with them! Crucify them!" Imagine if God said that, and He's got every right to do it. What defense would we have? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, men did to God what they had no cause to do. Your sin is one of those nails that the soldiers used to hammer into our Savior's hands and feet. But God, in His compassion, did not do what He had every right to do. To nail the nails of judgment of your sin into your hands and feet, spiritually speaking. Consider this. For He made Him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, may these words, this scripture, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him," meet its mark in our hearts this morning. May whatever that scripture says to us call us to action, be it to receive Christ in our hearts believing, or to turn back to Him, or to realize the depths of our sin, crying out, "Be merciful to me, God, for I am a sinner and I need a Savior. I need Your help today." May all things be done unto the glory of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.